It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Our guest this morning is April Hepikowski, and she's making some ripples here in our community by living a zero-waste lifestyle and being anxious to share the details with folks and give them helpful tips, perhaps, to get started. April, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's really nice to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
When we start to think about zero waste, probably the two biggest stumbling blocks would be, gosh, I don't really know how to go about doing this. I mean, if I go to the store and I buy a package of paper towel, it comes in a plastic wrapper, so I don't really know what to do about that. And the other thing is that we have to be more mindful and we have to take more time. And we have the sense whether we are or not, we always feel like we have no time. We feel like we're rushed. We feel like we just have to do quick and dirty, whatever, get it done. So how did you overcome those hurdles when you started thinking about this? Or am I looking at it backwards somehow?
Just taking small steps. Yeah, that's really where I try to have people start. That's where I started. And yeah, I feel like you can get really overwhelmed. You know, the word zero waste is such an absolute term. But really what you could name it instead is, you know, more of a low waste lifestyle. You don't have to try to go for this number of zero, zero things going to the landfill and zero use of like disposable plastics. But if you can just take those baby steps of bringing your reusable bag one day to the grocery store instead of taking a plastic disposable bag, bringing your reusable water bottle with you instead of buying all of these disposable plastic water bottles. I feel like baby steps. Once you just take that one step and you can kind of feel comfortable with that, then more follow naturally, it seems. At least it did for me and for a lot of people that are starting to do this.
How do you manage the idea? And we talked about this, actually, they talked about it earlier this week on Earthwise about reducing packaging and reducing waste from that standpoint. When you go to the store and just about everything you buy is either shrink-wrapped in plastic or it's encased in some kind of hard plastic or it's made of plastic, whatever it might be. How do you deal with that if you're ready to kind of scooch on to the next step?
Yeah, so you can bring your own containers to the store and you can completely forego the packaging that these items come in. So say you want to buy like dried beans. You wouldn't have to go to the shelves, which I often just avoid those middle processed food shelves where they prepackage everything. If you go to like Whole Foods, Cokie Natural Foods, even like Super One, they have these bulk options where they have these bulk bins where you bring your own, either like a cloth bag or just some sort of reusable container, and you can start putting your, those dry beans in your cloth bag rather than taking their plastic disposable bag. So if you can just start bringing your own containers to the store, then, and even like your meats you can get, I bring a glass to the store with me, and then I can buy my own fresh meat in my own container, and I don't have to buy it in this plastic packaging.
If you go to, of course, now this would only be the first time. If you go to the store and you push your reusable container across the counter to the butcher and you say, I would, like 2 pounds of ground beef in this, please. Are they going to look at you funny and are you going to feel weird? I mean, not that that's the be all and the end all of, I mean, feeling weird is not, a permanent barrier against making productive change, but are they going to get what you're up to? Are they going to go, oh no, the government forbids us to put meat in other people's containers?
You will get a weird look sometimes. I just same place, and they're used to me now, and he knows exactly what I get, and so I don't really get the weird look anymore. I was nervous, especially the meat counter, to do it just for that fact alone, but if you do it once, then you feel a lot more comfortable doing it again, especially if you find somebody who is comfortable with it. And just kind of knowing the rules and regulations regarding that can help you feel more comfortable, but they do word it really confusing, too. And so, I don't know. I feel like I kind of value the weird looks in a way because it's starting to get to people to start thinking. And so when you do bring these reusable containers to the store and they look at you weird, it's not necessarily a bad thing because you're starting to open their mind to seeing, you know, consumption in a different way. We can buy things package-free.
And they're seeing,
you don't feel uncomfortable.
They're seeing a customer who says, this is important to me. And I would imagine that kind of informs them about their customers. And if they were to see more customers doing that, they'd say, oh, this is something our customers want. So maybe we need to make some changes.
Right, exactly. The more people we can, you know, continue doing this, and it's just going to start to become more of a norm, and it won't feel as awkward and nerve-wracking, you know, for people to start doing it.
I've got to say, though, that I imagine that if you shop at the same few places and people do know you and you're the lady who comes in with her own containers, you must have made friends of a lot of these people by now, because folks are going to, people in the Northland are so warm. They want to ask questions. They want to have conversations. It's like everybody's a friend or a relative they haven't met yet. So do you feel now that you actually have new friendships or new relationships with people that maybe you wouldn't have if you'd just been another lady going beep, beep through the checkout?
Absolutely. It opens conversations up and, yeah, just opens doors. I feel like living a zero-waste lifestyle has, yeah, connected me much more deeply with the people around me and just conversing rather than, yeah, mindlessly going through the register. And so, yeah, I love it.
You've got a Facebook page, and we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for people to find. Do you share a lot of these tips and offer some recommendations? And I'm guessing a lot of these things, like you alluded to, you had to discover the hard way what the rules and regulations are about it. And so do you have a place where you're passing along this information to people who may want to give it a try?
Yeah, so we have the Zero Waste Duluth Facebook page, and we're on Instagram. And we share tips and tricks. And I started that page last year. Yeah, just to kind of show people how to do it. I have done a lot of the homework, although I still feel like I'm learning every day of how to the waste use. But those are two places that would be good. I also run a nature-based preschool in ESCO here, and I try to run that as zero waste as possible. So you could, if you're a teacher looking at making more of a zero waste classroom, you could check out my blog, which is Zero Waste Nature School.
All right. We'll get those links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find. And April, thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
April Hepakowski is with Zero Waste Duluth. She lives a zero waste lifestyle, and she's doing what she can to run her nature school the same way. Okay, once again, we'll get some links set up on our webpage, so it will be easy for you to find more information if you want to learn more. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.